40 Ounce Review, show number 9. Jason and Al.
Yep.
Well, it was a little quiet there on the other end. I got a little worried.
So what's going on?
Nothing.
Bitch.
So we did some chatting before the start of the show today, and you just reminded me.
I thought it's nice.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But you just reminded me. What is today? Today is a real special day on the show. On show number 9. You've forgotten already? In
go
true
on.
Alcoholic fashion?
Oh, see, there you go. And what special day is that?
That wasn't supposed to be a setup. I was actually wanting you to say something there. But today, for all the listeners out and fans of 40 Ounce Review, our big, what do we have, 12 fans now?
12 strong.
12 deep. With the 12 fans we have, or whatever number it is at the moment, this is our one-year anniversary show, so it's a special show. And
Very special.
So, you know.
Do you have any canned applause to play in the background?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Slipping.
Yeah, you're right. fucking, I don't know. Was that applause? Much better. You wanted the canned applause.
Oh, man.
That's right. Started with the in-studio audience. So, yes, 40OunceReview.com, the show. This is show number 9, where we review a new 40-ounce of malt liquor, blah, blah, blah. And this is with Jason and Al. And today, you know, we didn't discuss any pre-show topics, which is probably a good thing. Yes, it does. And it ends up with interviews like we had a few shows back, too. So no prep is good prep. And at least that's what I say right now. So I'm still sober, and I need to start drinking. So today I'm going to crack open my four-oh. Yes. Sound a little too excited, don't I?
You do, a little bit.
Man, that is good stuff. Not really. Well, I'm going with a little bit of malt liquor that's on the lighter side. This is Bad Frog Beer. Yes, they do.
Bad Frog.
I can't tell you if they actually make it, wow. But I went to a 7-Eleven, and it was deep in the cooler.
fucking Bad Frog.
They don't have a year on it. They're still born on dating back then.
No, seriously, on the back label? Is there any copyright or anything like that?
Born on dating? This isn't Anheuser-Busch. Bad Frog. Let's see here.
Yeah, mine's
copyright. I'm looking. Dude, this label is...
Yeah, I got nothing on mine.
Shit. Wow. Well, it says copyright 03. But that doesn't mean anything, right? That could just mean the label updated then?
Yeah. No.
Could better be. I'm drinking 4-year-old malt liquor. So, what are you drinking today, my friend?
Remember when there used to be a Bad Frog bar?
Right.
That bitch was open like for a month. Something shady happened there.
You know what's funny? I'm looking up on our why do I want to? It's not a sister website. I don't know if it's competition or what, but our friends at 40OunceMaltLiquor.com have Bad Frog beer listed at. He found his in California. But it says the brewery is in Canton, Michigan. I'm not shitting you. Maybe that's why I found one. Maybe that's why I found one here.
Didn't I know that?
Up in the MI.
That makes sense.
It says their slogan is, or used to be, who's afraid of the big bad 4-0? The beer is good, the beer is bad.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
isn't
what
the frog
think.
Flicking and somebody then, off?
Yeah, they had other sayings like, you just don't care. Big Bad 40 Ounce, and do it froggy style. Oh, they do have a phone number. You know, let's do it right now, live on the show.
Call them up.
Well, I cue that up. You tell the listeners what you're drinking tonight.
All right. I have to admit, I'm a little nervous about this beer. I'm stone sober, haven't drank anything today. Shit. I don't know if you drank this earlier in a different episode.
No.
Hurricane,
did
high gravity.
Did I?
8.0 Oof. 8.1.
Yeah, the bad frog is at 6.0.
And I am afraid of this beer. I'm not gonna lie to you. Plus, as I said, I am stoned,
You
so
got a
no,
cold at all over
I haven't
there?
drank anything. Oh man, I've had a cold for a
That's why you sound down.
good
You sound really
3 weeks.
clear. I can hear you on the show. And don't worry, my friend. 8.1 alcohol percentage. You're going to burn those germs out of your system. So drink up.
Man, it's been a bitch because it's so hot around here. Everybody has their air conditioning on, so you go
Oh,
out, it's
did
hot
you hear
cells
that?
inside, it's freezing. It's killing
Okay,
me.
well, down.
I did.
I guess it does that now. Yeah, I am
What's
actually.
that? You calling Bad Frog?
Oh, this is like a professional show now. Really? Not really.
Now it is.
3, 7, 6.
Funny.
Let's see what happens here. I have no idea what's going to happen. Hopefully, we don't lose the show here.
That's right. Do you know how to hang up?
No, I don't. Do you want
You're just gonna end up hanging up on me?
Yeah, we got to figure this out here. This isn't going to work. Anyways, yeah, we need to make
Nice.
some conversation up here. Click the icon.
All right, well, it's time for me to start drinking.
I want to
Get the
call it a
first sip out of the
day.
way.
Computer system. Are you
Oh,
serious?
God, this tastes like shit.
Here
Oh, fuck.
we go. I'll
This is
try
so
again.
bad. Please do the rating system now. My God, is
See
it
here, call
bad?
Bad Frog. It wants to put you on hold, but I don't understand that. Well, I'm having a hard fucking time, so hang on, I'm gonna put you on hold. Hey, okay, so yeah, I did try to call the number, but put you on hold there, but for some reason it was an invalid. That didn't work. But back to what you were saying, so that tastes like
Oh my
pure
God,
shit.
this tastes horrible. Oh my God.
Hurricane.
This Hurricane High Gravity. It was like the
All
name
right,
brand's
I
Hurricane. Maybe the High Gravity is the stronger shit. This is horrible.
Oh, you're right. There's a hurricane too. I see it. I've never had the high gravity. 8.1. The regular is
Oh,
6.0.
this is bad. This is bad news.
Malt liquor courtesy of
Oh
Budweiser.
my God, I am really
Nice.
fucked up.
Is there a born on date on it? There should be.
Oh man, there's nothing on this. Oh yes, there is. Good man.
When is it?
When the fuck? Born. See. What? Hold on.
I'm just curious how NASA, how many
Shouldn't.
people drink that or what the turnover
May
is.
7th? I'm sorry, it's May
Ooh, it's not
28th,
bad.
07. Yeah.
Still
There
not
you go.
bad.
There's a lot of turnover
Nice.
on this
Let
bitch.
me just read you a
Oh,
quote
this is
here.
bad. This is so
Okay.
bad.
From these are people who've drank Hurricane High Gravity. All right. It says 8.1%. After all the hype over this new product, I was so excited to finally get my hands on it. And its brand new 40-ounce form, thanks to Fulton County 40-ounce, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Ah, they're saying that it's a decent malt taste and a strong percentage. Easily the smoothest of the high-gravity brews, in my opinion. Reminds me of good old Magnum. If this was a regular malt, that wouldn't be a compliment. But being over 8%, it definitely is. So you know what, my friend? You might have to enjoy, sit back, relax, get rid of that cold by drinking a little bit of the old sauce.
This is hot shit.
Damn, you know what we need to do? The next show, we both need to kick in an 8.0 or an 8% or higher 40. Because
That's all you.
did you get it in the hood?
No, I didn't.
Or did you find it somewhere?
Yeah,
Oh,
I
really?
just found it somewhere. Oh, of course, it's
Even better, bonus.
just like your beer, like all dusty way in the back.
Yeah, but still, May 28th. I'm surprised. I was expecting. I wish Bad Frog had a date on it, but you're right. I haven't seen Bad Frog in forever, and you just reminded me of those restaurants or brew pubs, whatever they were.
That's right. Yeah, there's
So,
something going on there.
anyways. So. So what did you end up doing today, man? How was the weekend? You got back from New York
Oh,
when?
that's right. Shows in New York.
Got any good stories in? You see anybody famous this time around?
Yes,
Kobe's.
Kobe's, yes.
Take a cab with Danny Glover.
some really random celebrities. No, shit. When did took off Monday. Went to Madison Square Garden. I had to go there
Okay.
for meetings.
For what?
For a meeting, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, they rented out.
I thought you were enjoying your seat to the WNBA
Yes,
season
I am.
tickets.
The fucking Liberty.
Yes.
Yes. So left Monday. It was really uneventful. I went there for presentation on Tuesday, then left Wednesday afternoon. Couldn't be more uneventful if I tried. Stayed in Times Square, and that's it, man. We don't have shit to say about
How many
it.
people are you? How many people are you presenting it in front of usually at those things?
This one's pretty easy. This one is it's about 30 people, so this one wasn't
Oh,
bad.
okay.
But
Damn, I give you credit, man. I couldn't do
yeah, you
that.
could. It just sucks. So I think the biggest one I've ever done is like 300. Those suck. Yeah,
Oof.
those suck ass.
But you know, at least with a 300, everybody's got to be sleeping.
Exactly. I mean, that's the only thing that gets me through. Like when I'm standing up there, when all eyes are on me, I look at everybody, and I know like they could give a rat's ass what I'm saying. They're just sitting there bored. So,
Are you using like a PowerPoint
yeah, that's
slideshow
fun.
or something? You definitely know they're falling asleep.
Oh
They're
yeah,
bored.
shit, man. I'm bored giving it, so I don't blame them.
No offense. I'm not
Oh
trying to say
please,
your speech is
oh
that
it is,
shitty,
but
but.
oh please, that's the only thing that gets me through the speeches. One I had to give. Oh
Nice.
man, this is a couple years ago. I actually had a teleprompter. Yeah, so
Oh, presidential like.
yeah, and that like I was getting nervous with that one because it, the pace of it, like the words are going so fast, and I'm just sort of sitting there reading it and trying to look up at the crowd. And if I look at the crowd and I look back at the teleprompter, I like missed a part, and I don't know, I got a little. That's a little difficult. And of
Oof.
course, this story's boring the hell out of everybody. Pretty
Right now?
much. Very
Including
similar to
me?
my speeches.
I'm surfing the web,
Wow.
checking out sports
So
scores.
about you, what are you up to?
Nothing, man. Nothing. Just did I? Yeah, that was the first full week back of work that I had after coming back from seeing you down there, in the South, Florida. So yeah, no, it was just pretty uneventful, and just looking forward to next week or this upcoming week with I got some days off around the holidays, around 4th of July. So hopefully do a little bit of barbecuing and whatever else I can get in, you know.
Whorehouses, deja vu, maybe.
Yes, you knew exactly what I was thinking. But no, I'll probably just do a lot of nothing, and I need to do that just to sit around and maybe get invited to a few barbecues and
Nice.
whatnot. Yeah, I think we're gonna head over to Mike's place for a bit, head up there, and have him cook for us because he's pretty good at that too.
Oh,
So,
that's cool.
but yeah, no, I had my folks down today, and I made more ribs like I was telling you about. Oh, they came out great.
Nice.
Jeez, the next time you're up in town, you'll have to ask remind me to make some ribs for you because I'm getting good at it.
Are you? How many times have you done it?
This is the third time, and I think I've got it down path now, so I know exactly what to do to make them come out pretty good. But it all just depends on the barbecue sauce, you know what I mean? Because you obviously know if you like
Man, I
barbecue,
love
it's
fucking
like there's
ribs.
so many different flavors. Yeah, and there's so many different flavors, so it's like you can make them one day and it'll still taste great, but you know, it just depends on whatever the fuck your kind of flavor you want. But now I'm boring the listeners because I'm talking about barbecue sauce and ribs. That or everybody's getting
Yeah, pretty
hungry.
much. Well, you better spice it up a bit. So if we got any photos or any emails, or if not,
Yes.
why?
Yeah, well, you know what? You and I need to step it up because this show, it's our anniversary show, and we're fucking pretty boring, aren't
This is
we? Would
boring
you
as
agree?
shit.
This is boring as shit. But we did get. Did we get any photos? No, we didn't get any new photos. But I put up some photos on the on our new section of our website called the Alcohol of Fame, and I put up some of the photos you talked about of the modeling agency and whatnot. I don't know. Did you get a
I
chance to look
did.
at it?
I did. Very nice. I saw it.
Okay. So yes, to all the listeners out there, if you like the show, and to mention it again, we're a 40-ounce review. That's 40ounce.com or review.com. Sorry. Head to the website, submit your photo, email us. You can also listen to the show and subscribe to us on iTunes. Click on podcasts and subscribe to the podcast, or go to podcastalley.com to subscribe and vote for us. Again, we're 40ouncereview.com. So yeah, we got some photos up there from previous listeners, and I did find that one of the cute girls that
Nice.
they were having a party. There were no 40s in the picture,
That's
but
okay.
that was pretty hot.
You know what? It's okay that time.
That was acceptable.
It was acceptable. See, the reason we're so boring right now is because we're still sober. It's like the
I
last half
know, isn't it
hour,
sad?
Last half hour would just be amazing.
Yeah, you know what I need to do is when the next time we're getting much better about putting shows together on a regular basis or semi-regular, but you know what we need to do is put together like a greatest hits clips or last 15 minutes of every
Very,
show.
very good idea.
When I almost puked, when you were Han Solo or whatever, Lando,
Lando.
you know? Yeah, that.
But since this is the 1 year anniversary, you can see why you're going down memory lane. Lando, what's that?
Uh-oh. Oh, I thought you were going to
No,
go
no.
somewhere with that.
No, I really don't have anywhere to
You're just
go.
talking about
Again, when
coming
I'm
up with
drinking,
that.
I'll start a story, then I'll completely forget where I'm going.
Yeah, no. I got nothing tonight, man. This is going to be a long show if we don't get drunk really quick
Well, this
here.
80.1 is
But
helping.
how's
Shit.
that? Yeah, that's right. But what did you get, a couple of deuces or just your 32?
I got a couple deuces. Yeah, so
Really?
seriously, I can be fucked up if I drink them all.
You know, it's funny though. It's only eight. What is it? 8 more ounces or four more
It's
ounces?
8.1. Not good.
Tell me when you're hitting the second one, please,
All right.
because you should be close to where I'm at. Yeah, that's like that one night when I or the one show was at show number five when I had the was it the 211 Steel Reserve? Oof.
You
You
were
know what's funny about that
fucked
up
up. Wait,
here?
was that the one you were just really, really gone?
Oh
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
Oh
Oh, you're
God,
so
yeah,
funny.
and that's the next day where we were. You were drunk, but you weren't as bad as me. But the next day, both of us were
Yeah.
hungover, if you
Yeah,
remember.
that's right. It's also on a weeknight too.
Oh yeah, it was like a Tuesday. That was brutal. I actually was going to call you to do the show, you know, over the phone in New York, but we never got that
Yeah,
together.
shit. Yeah, damn. I probably could have because my flight took off at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, we should do it like from a hotel. We should do it from the airport bar or something sometime.
This is the only thing is, I have to go out with all my coworkers and stuff. So by the time I get in, it's kind of late. And when you're a bitch ass, you're probably in bed.
Although, yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were using your coworkers as an excuse that you couldn't do it. And I was going to say, according to you, it would probably be a good thing for you to have a 40 of fucking hurricane high gravity in you before you went out with those
Yeah,
people.
that yeah, not a good
Then you'd start to fit in.
idea.
You'd almost be on the same
Nice,
level.
nice. I'm not gonna touch that one.
Anyways, but yeah, this is really tasty, not at all.
Wow, this is really tasty.
But
Not shit. How old are you?
I said not at all.
The new little 80s reference there.
Listen, 80s, more like 90s, come on.
Oh man, this is really fast.
Damn, I got nothing. Today's been a long day.
Man, why what'd you do?
What'd you say? Nothing. You know, I told you I was
Make
working
it
on
fucking interesting.
not the listeners care. Yeah, make it interesting. Working on finishing a my basement in my house, which is a complete pain in the ass. Usually I'm pretty motivated on doing stuff, but fuck, I just cannot get motivated. I have the funds to do it now, and I'm just like, fuck, I don't want to do this. It's like every dime I'm just like, I'd rather do something else. I know I want it done. It'll be sweet. And then my next motivating thing will, you know, once the basement's done, I'll be motivated to get that plasma or LCD down there. So
Oh,
that's all I keep
that'd be
thinking about.
nice, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm
And
gonna
that's my
do.
goal. I'd love to have a media room. Oh man.
Yeah, it won't be strictly like a media room, but it will definitely be an area where I have, you know, surround sound and a nice TV down there, and just go down there to either play video games, watch sports, movies,
Oh,
whatever,
I'm
you know.
jealous.
Yeah, well, I'm not there yet,
Still.
so don't be that jealous. Yeah, I got to get the basement finished that I've just been fucking putting off, and I'm in all the tedious shit. You'd think all the stuff that I've done so far, like framing it and everything, has been like a bitch, but fuck, that was so easy. Now it's like running coax and fucking wires for DSL and fucking phone and electricity. It's
You
a
made me do
problem.
something so much fun.
And I also don't want to burn the fucking house down because I'm not pulling a permit, you know.
Oh, that's you're not?
I'm going underground. Fuck no, I'm not
Oh,
pulling
see
no
now if you did, how
permit.
much would that be?
It's
Yeah,
not. It's
I
not.
assume.
It doesn't
Oh, it
cost
doesn't? I thought
shit.
it did.
No. It doesn't cost. Maybe
Oh,
25,
really?
50
Oh,
bucks
I
for a
didn't know that.
permit. But the no. But the
You could tell
point
me that a
is though,
homeowner.
is trying building that shit like to code like a builder. You'd spend thousands of
Gosh.
dollars. And the thing is I'm trying to make it. I'm doing probably better than code, but they don't
Yeah,
respect
whatever.
that. You know, it's all unionized and. No, I'm dead serious, man. I don't want to burn the
I know
fucking
you're dead
house
serious,
down.
but I'm sure you're wrong, but you know.
You sure I'm wrong? No, I'm dead serious, man. It's like you can look up the codes online. You know, for instance, they say like, "Oh, your wall has to be 6 inches away from the fucking furnace, right?" And you're thinking 6 fucking inches. I made the fucking wall 6 feet away from the furnace because I don't want any fucking chance of a flame getting on the wall, you know? So it's like. I did everything above and beyond. They're like, "Oh, you have to use this certain type of wire for electricity," and I'm like, "Nah, fuck it. I'll pay the extra $40 to make sure that my house doesn't burn down. You know, I'll buy the better, the higher, the thicker gauge wire." So that's kind of the stuff I'm, you know. But I don't know. I know what I'm doing. I have somebody helping me. My dad knows a little bit about quite a bit about electricity.
Damn.
So.
How'd you learn how to do all that stuff? You've always seemed so handy.
No, I just pick it up. I honestly don't have any clue. I just read a book and
Man, I
take my
can do
time.
shit.
I'm telling you, man, I have no idea what I'm
No.
doing. I just and my like I said, my dad picked it up. My uncle used to be an electrician, and my dad learned from him, and now he's helping me out with all the electricity because that's the part I'm scared about.
God, good for you though. Shit.
But yeah, I got totally overkill though. I'm like, let me see. You know, normally, and I know I'm not trying to get all nerdy about like
Too late.
electricity, but normally you can have, yeah, normally you can have like, you know, 10 outlets a run on one breaker, circuit breaker. I have like two outlets for every fucking circuit breaker. So my fucking house will just like run power NASA and without blowing up a circuit breaker. So I'm not worried about like melting down or, you know, if I put a plasma or whatever down there in my computer.
Plasma. Nice.
But I'm just worried about my room downstairs turning into like I thought of back in the day, going back to a Howard Stern reference, but he talked about how he used to have his private room with a lock on the door.
That's right.
I just worry that it's going to become that because I'm already thinking, damn, what kind of lock should I get for the door down there? I'm thinking, fuck, I can't do that because then all of a sudden it goes to the dark
Fuck it,
side.
but get a lock. Get a
Get a
lock.
lock?
Man.
That's what I said. Get a
What are the
fucking
darks? Man,
lock.
dark side's good.
Yeah, it is. But it'll just turn into a straight, like, fucking.
Porn
It'll
room.
turn off into a straight beat-off room, porn room. It'll be, like, dark and dingy in
Fuck
there.
it. Guy's room. Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
That.
that's the funny thing, though, is you heard recently. I don't know. Oh, you haven't heard recently, but there's a show on that Do It DIY
Okay.
Network. And Artie Lang is going to be a guest
Okay.
on it. And they have a show called Caveman. And what it is that guys that finish their basements and they have what's called cave parties afterwards because it's like a man cave down there. And it's funny because my wife's dad went to a cave party. Like one of his friends finished his basement. And what you do is, because I'm going to have a bar down there, you invite all these guys over. And, you know, you supply like pizza and beer or whatever. And. You got your kick-ass pool table or your plasma up there, and you invite all these guys over. It's all guys only, and it's either video games or poker or some shit like that. And they bring a fifth of liquor, and everybody who brings liquor, you know, stocks your bar for you. Yeah, so
Nice.
I don't
Yep.
know.
So if you plan to build a bar and you need any neons or any of that sort, or the back bar displays with the lights with the bottles and all that, just let me know.
You have access to it, huh?
There is some access.
Okay.
Yes, sir, please.
Well, if you have connections
Yep.
to through people you know, that would be much appreciated because we will be
And I
doing that.
still have to send you a mojito kit.
Oh,
I
that's
remember that, so.
right.
But the mojito kit I have is huge. I mean, it's like,
The wife will be happy to know that you remember that because she's like, I don't want to feel like an asshole, but should I send him an
Well,
email
so,
about that?
I mean, I have it.
She was just joking. She was joking,
Oh,
though,
who
too, you
cares? We're
know.
friends. I mean, I have it, but it's like, oh my God, I'm trying to do the math here. It's like it's like 3 feet long and like a
What?
foot high.
What the fuck? Are you
I am
serious?
serious. I'm like, oh.
Dude, just check it as baggage the next
Yeah,
time you
it's
come to
fucking
Michigan. I'll
huge.
pick it up from you.
So that's the reason you guys didn't receive it in the mail this week. I'm like, oh my God.
Shit. Yeah, God, I'm expecting like a thing that's maybe
Yeah,
like, 12 inches by
no, it's
10
big as shit.
inches.
And I also know I owe you some bottles of liquor, but I'll send those out.
From
Oh,
what?
when I was drunk talking to you, I said I'd send you stuff. So I have it all, but I said I'd send it.
Well, obviously, I didn't
Oh,
remember, but yeah, I much appreciated it, and it will go to stock my
nice.
bar. So, how
Oh
does that
man,
sound?
very jealous.
So, and same with like you said, neon stuff, because basically, it's left up to me since it's like the man cave. We're gonna decorate it in sports gear, and it's gonna be done like right. It's not gonna look cheesy, but it's still gonna be like a sports like bar feel type of thing. And I'm gonna put like I got like nice canned lights in the ceiling and stuff like
Very
that,
nice.
and
Oh, I'm jealous.
it'll be pretty cool. I don't know, we don't have a lot of space in the basement, but you saw it before us, so it'll be cool. It'll be a nice place to be down there in the winter or whatever and just get away from the
Oh
family.
man, I'm jealous.
The ever-growing family.
At you. Always eluding. Excuse me.
Should I make the
No.
official announcement? Damn, I should not. You're right.
Oh man, you have your
Well,
own bar.
the reason why
Nice.
is because, well,
Chain has
no, the
topped
reason
it.
I,
What?
hey, this No, you don't need to change it. I was going to make the official announcement, but the reason I'm not, just so there will be a big announcement, not that listeners even care,
Wow,
but
you're not good at this stuff.
well, what? There's nothing to
What?
hide. You're saying not good at what?
Pretty
Holding a
much.
secret? No, bullshit.
See now I have so many secrets, but I just can't tell you because after a few sips, should I say?
You have No. I wanted to say the last episode, last show, show 8, but I'm not going to say anything now. There's some changes. Some changes are
Change.
coming, but I'm not going to say them because there's certain parties don't
Changes
know
with the
yet, and
bar. I'm very
I want to tell
jealous.
those parties about my bar changes
Oh
face to
my
face before I
God.
air it over the
Keep
podcast.
alluding. So anyways, I'm very jealous that you have your own bar. I was online here.
I don't have, wait. I have my own bar. I don't have shit
But
yet. According to you, in your mind, I got the basement finished. I got the plasma on the
No, but
wall
you actually have the
already.
space.
Shit.
Nice.
Yeah, no. I have the space, but I don't
I
have
have some
shit
of that.
yet. I gotta work on
I'm such an alcoholic, hence the show. I was online the other day, pricing out a kegerator. I've always
Oh my
wanted those.
God,
I've
that's
always
awesome.
wanted one of those.
Oh, fuck
Yeah,
yeah.
it's not that bad.
Was like $500, right?
Between,
Even get it more than
it's,
that.
yeah.
I've saw it. We'll put it this way. I don't know what size you're looking at, but I
Yeah,
went to even
the low end's
Sears. If you
500,
have a
the high end's
Sears,
like 12. Yeah.
really? But the one at Sears is really classy. I don't know if you've seen that. I went to actual Sears and I saw one for $500, and I was like, "Fuck, that's pretty
Yeah, man, I'd
cool."
love a fucking kegerator.
What's for $1,200? What do you get for
You get
that?
multiple heads. It's
Oh,
like
okay. There you go.
stainless
Because this is only a
steel.
single tap. Okay, yeah. No,
Nice.
this is really nice. This is black. It'll fit a quarter barrel, and it had the tap was really nice. The
See, there
tap,
you go.
was all stainless steel and with wood on the top, but it was only a single. That's fuck, dude. Three
No,
taps.
two taps. Quarter barrel,
Oh, two
fucking
taps,
quarter
whatever.
barrel. You need a full keg.
Okay, what are you gonna do? Okay, fuck, dude. You better go with the $500
Like
gig
that.
because. What are you gonna do? It's bad enough getting a kegerator with a fucking
No, man, you
tap
need the
on
full
it.
deal.
Try to.
Stop fucking
That'll that
around.
would
Stop
totally
pussing
get.
around. You need the full keg.
No, that's. I agree. It would be awesome. I have a friend who has one, and he says, "I love beer. I drink it all the time." But he can't kill the fucking quarter barrel.
That's
He's
fair.
like, "I can't kill it." He's like, I have people over and it goes stale. He's like, I just waste a lot of beer,
That's a good
so.
point. Yeah, I know, like, one guy. He also had a kegerator, and he had Guinness. So that's like a special. You need all the special equipment for nitrogen and blah blah blah. No, he's the same way. So he'd always buy a keg of Guinness, and he gained so much fucking weight. It's the same deal, because
Either you
yeah.
waste it or you
But he
drink it.
drank it. He's like, oh man, I've like 4 glasses a night because I don't want that shit to go bad. I'm like, oh my God. You have 4 20-ounce glasses a night. He gained mad fucking weight.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's what I'm trying to say. And I mean, if you lived with like at least if you had a two or three guy
Yeah.
roommates, like or even another one, you could justify, he might have somebody come over or whatever. But if it's just you, fuck, dude. If you want a kegerator, you better go with a single tap.
I don't
'Cause
know, but I mean, if you're gonna put up that money, you might as well just go. Must get the good
I've
ones.
never heard of anybody have two taps in a kegerator. That'd be
That
cool.
would. I don't
Where do you see him at? You saw him on eBay, you
know.
said?
Online.
Or are you looking? Okay, online.
Yeah, I saw
Okay.
online. I just typed in kegerators.
I mean, people make their own. I mean, you can make a pretty nice one if you get a big enough mini fridge or whatever for it, but and make it classy instead of like ghetto with a fucking old fridge and
Oh
a
no,
tap
yeah.
on it.
You have to make it nice. See,
Oh yeah, I've got to make
I
it
can have a
super nice.
kegerator, a back bar, and have those fridges with the windows on it, so you see all the bottles in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you talked about it.
I
That'd be
want that.
cool. Yeah, dude, you
I have
got
no fucking room.
shit. You want to own a bar, is what it sounds like, rather than a fucking
Pretty
basement.
much.
Well, there you go,
Oh,
man.
funny.
Shit. Yeah, we gotta resurrect Bad
Yeah,
Frog.
fuck Bad Frog. Now, you see how much I'm talking? I'm stuttering. I'm starting to mumble. I'm not even halfway done.
I noticed. Now, every listener out there, this is a
I've not had dinner
testament
yet either. It's
to
only 10 o'clock at
strength.
night.
That's what I'm saying. Oh yeah, that's right. That's you. But this is a testament to
Not
the
good.
strength of high gravity malt fucking liquor. If you go back to show one, to all the new listeners out there, which I always say every episode, go back to show one. We said that this is a no bullshit show. There's no fucking Bud Lights unless, we're in a pinch and there's a snowstorm and that's all we got in the fridge. But there's no fucking Bud Light 40s. There's no Miller Genuine Draft. We even talked about Genuine Draft on being on the border. But you know what? Fuck it. It's got to be hardcore malt liquor drinking podcast, and that's what we do. And look at Jason.
All
He's a
right.
testament to the fact that he's fucked up. Or you can
I'm
get
not even
fucked
halfway
up.
done.
You can get fucked up on $2.50, America. Drinking.
America.
Or fucking. You're right. Most of our listeners are in England because. I don't know. That's a good question. Why are most of our listeners in
Why is that?
England?
What's up with that?
I don't know. I mean, we do have a couple colleges. Those guys that sent us pictures on our Alcohol of Fame section of our website.
Yep.
But. Most of the listeners come from
Yeah,
England,
why
it
is
seems
that?
like. I get
I don't get it.
England and Australia.
Australia, nice. I've always wanted to go there.
Fuck, good luck with that flight.
Look at you. You hate flying.
Oh God, dude. You gotta
Every time you
rephrase
fly, it's
that.
always
I
like a.
don't
No,
like
I don't. Every time you fly, it's always like a big ordeal. Oh, the flight was late, and
because it
oh my
is.
God, this happened. Fuck this. Oh.
Listen, man.
It's
Okay,
always like that.
listen.
You just roll with the
You
punches.
need to rephrase it. I do roll with the fucking punches. You should see me. All these people are freaked the fuck out at the
Whatever.
airport. Ah, I'm not getting on my flight. And here's me going, I am so laid
Yeah,
back about it.
right.
But I just look at it. No, I just look at it and I just go, what? No, ask Aaron. Or edit that. Beep. Ask the wife. She will agree that when it comes to air travel, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm here. What
Whatever.
can I do? I just don't
Just don't
care.
buy it.
I'm dead serious. I know you don't buy it, but I'm dead serious. I just complain
Yes, you do.
a lot about it. But did you just hear? You fucking saw in the news, probably you were traveling. I don't know if you take Northwest, but then they cancel like an ass load of flights, like a
I
thousand
do.
flights. People at my work were affected by that. They got fucked over. They waited at the airport for 9 fucking hours. I even heard on the news the BET Awards in LA got affected by that shit.
Oh my God.
So
You and
they did.
flying. It's always such a big ordeal with you.
It fucking is a big ordeal,
Barely
man. You
made our
go there and
flight. I
hey,
was running. It was crazy.
Did I or did I not go to that fucking wedding in New York City last year? I went to that fucking wedding
Yeah,
and I drove.
tell
Fucking
that story
drove.
again. That's
You're nuts. Yeah, well, I drove out on a Friday.
You're nuts.
Yeah, no. I drove out on a Saturday morning at fucking, I don't know, 1 a.m. Got there to the wedding on Saturday because the wedding was
So
Saturday
you drove.
evening. Got there
Sorry. So
10
you
and a half
drove from
hours.
Ann Arbor to Manhattan on a Friday night
Correct. To fucking
to
Queens.
Queens.
Well, to Manhattan and then caught it. And then, well, Manhattan was the hotel, lower Manhattan, and then the fucking wedding was
Right.
in Queens, which is a good fucking 20,
Okay,
30
so
minute
how long is your
drive.
drive from Ann Arbor to Queens?
10 hours, 45 minutes, roughly.
All right, so you drove 10 hours and 45 minutes on a Friday night?
No. It was Friday. I had to work Friday, got home
Right.
from work, packed
Right.
everything up, drove the dog to the parents, which
Right.
is 1 hour, drove the dog, came back, which was
Right.
another hour, okay, and left around, I think it was, I want to say it was about 1:32 a.m.,
Oh,
Saturday
Saturday morning,
morning.
I thought. Okay.
1:32 a.m., okay, drove 10 fucking hours. That would get me in there at whatever, what is
So
that? I can't do math right
you
now.
woke up at 1 a.m. to do this drive.
Oh yeah.
Right, sweet.
And fucking on 4 hours of sleep and drove with the wife and we drove and we got in around like fucking 1 noon or 1 o'clock p.m. The wedding was at like fucking 3. I went to the hotel bar after I checked into the hotel and we were gonna catch a fucking subway train. Didn't do that. We caught a cab and went to the wedding and then on Sunday morning drove the fuck back to
Okay.
Michigan and had to work on
Okay.
Monday.
Let's try to rewind a little bit. So you drove 10 hours, which is fucking insane.
That
You got up at 1 a.m.
10 and 10:45. Yep.
That drive, I mean, road,
Road
I
trip.
mean, oh, I mean, I'm sure there's arguments and you guys, no, I mean,
No, we love
oh
road
man,
trips.
I hate 10 hours.
We pack a little cooler, we get
Think
in the
for
car,
10
we
hours,
love it.
like, you guys were excited for a little bit. It's like an argument. You love each other. You're best friends. Hate each other. Love each other. It's just every emotion.
Not at all. Do you want to know the truth? The honest to God truth. The only time there's a fight is when it comes to directions. And this time was great because I had fucking GPS.
Wow.
Brought my GPS unit with me, thanks to Garmin. Love you guys. Put that shit in the car. Boop, boop, boop. Typed it up. Fucking step by step, I was there.
All right. So you drove 10 hours to New York. So you're there at. So you're there.
Yep.
What time was that? Noon?
Garmin, we love you. Please send us more units.
You're there at noon? Noon,
Noon,
one
one
o'clock.
o'clock.
So you check in the hotel, then what?
Wife went to take a nap. I went down to the hotel bar.
God, I'd be so tired and slap happy.
I talked to the bartender about what the best way to get to Queens was in about an hour and a half.
Jesus.
Okay.
How much?
Went
How
up to the
much was
hotel after
gas?
I had a drink
How
or
much
two.
was gas one way?
I filled up twice. So gas was about, at the time last year, I think gas was, it's about twice you fill up on the way there. Gas was about, I'd honestly say about 58, 60 bucks. Let's just
Okay,
say 60.
$60 one way. Okay.
Correct. All right. Look at you justifying now.
Well,
Okay,
no,
go
all
ahead.
right.
Justifying.
No. All right. So you did a long drive. You're at the hotel. First thing you do is go to the bar. Continue.
Yep. Okay. Go to the bar, get a drink, talk to the fucking bartender about what the best way is to get to Queens from Lower Manhattan. Blah, blah, blah. Have my cocktails, two of them, I think. Head up to the fucking room, wake
Only
the
two.
wife
I'd
up.
have like fucking nine if I did a 10-hour drive to Manhattan.
Dude, did I just say that I had an hour and a half and no sleep? I gotta get ready. Fucking jump in the shower. Feel like it was a whirlwind. The shower was refreshing and jump into my suit and tie and I'm ready to fucking go. We have now like 40 minutes before the wedding starts and they're walking down the fucking aisle and it's about a 30, 35 minute drive in a taxi from fucking Lower Manhattan to near the Queensboro Bridge on in Queens. So make the drive. We get there, they already had walked down the aisle, and they just walked down the fucking aisle, and the ceremony starts, and we bust in the fucking door. We're there. We make it. We do the whole fucking wedding thing up, blah, blah, blah. We get back to the hotel at like 2 a.m. And we didn't go out to the after party because we knew we had to drive.
God.
Get up at fucking
So,
8 a.m.
okay. All right, here we go. Wait,
Walked
wait, wait,
across
wait,
the
wait, wait.
Brooklyn Bridge.
All right, let's rewind a little bit. So you went to the wedding. You went to the reception. I'm sure you're drinking, correct? Oh, yeah. Somehow you get up at 8 a.m. to do a 10-hour drive.
Well, first I got
What
up at, I'm
mindset
sorry,
were
got
you
up at
in for that?
7 a.m. Got up at 7 a.m. to do a little New York sightseeing before we left. So we got up and we took a 5 mile walk through across the Brooklyn Bridge into Brooklyn, back over into Manhattan, then through Little Italy, and then went back to the hotel to check out to get the car and drive back to Michigan. We were out the door, I think, at 10 a.m.
And your girl's excited about this. She's all for
Loves it. I got pictures. Fucking loves
it.
it. But you know why she loves it
But I
though? You
mean,
know
if
why she
she's like,
loves it?
"Oh, this is a good
Because
idea."
no. Because it was her wedding. Her wedding. It was her
Oh.
friends, not my
Oh yeah,
friends.
no, but the drive.
Well, that's the way we made it. And get this though. So one thing I want to add though to listeners, or
You
and to
drove
you.
to fucking New York from Michigan.
Yeah, but listen. In one day, and then back the next day.
There's no way.
Well, listen. Well, the drive's not a big deal if you're going to stay a while. It's a big deal when you go back with the next fucking
It's a
day.
big fucking deal.
So we get to New
10
York,
hours on the
right?
road.
And everybody, I'm not trying to say it's not long. It was a long time, but we get there and we talk to the people that we had other friends that were coming from Michigan that flew. And this is what going back to the whole fucking airline thing. Ready? Yay. This was last
I
fucking
know.
year. We were in the
Hate
airport
flying.
and
You always find stories
it
against
took
flying.
no. Their friend and we talked to everybody that
Everybody.
left from Michigan. And I don't know, there were only like 4 or 5 people that left from Michigan. They came in and it took them 13 hours to get from Detroit Metro to fucking LaGuardia. 13 fucking hours. It took me 10 hours and 40 minutes. And my wife and I had a good time. And we were out, and
Fuck.
we had two couples that were contemplating, or one couple, I'm sorry, two people contemplating driving home with us because it would be
You're
quicker.
always the master of justifying.
I know. Well, you just tried to justify. You were trying to justify cost. That's what you started going on that path about the gas.
Little bit it was. Like 10 hours.
I actually rented a car
There's
too.
no
I
way.
rented a car.
Even if your cost was like 20% less. Oh my God, that drive would kill me.
It was more, dude. A round trip ticket to New York at the time was like 2 fucking 50 a person, and we did the whole trip on gas for 120 plus $40 in car
Oh
rental.
my God, there's no way.
And I was at work like a rock star on
There's
Monday morning.
no way.
What
There's
do you think
no
about
way.
that? Yeah, it was fucked
There's
up.
no way.
I
Man, I
admit.
can't think of any circumstance that would do that.
Well, I just told you, I have got a family reunion in upstate fucking New York this year, which is gonna be totally fun. We're gonna have a blast. But it's fucking, I gotta leave on a Friday. It's ten hours
You
and
want to
ten
do
and a
that
half
again?
hours north of Albany. Fuck yeah. And I gotta drive back Sunday. That's July 27th, so there will be no show 10 or 12 or whatever the fuck
I'm
we're up
sorry.
to.
I'm sorry. What date was that again?
You're marking it in your calendar,
Oh
July
my God.
27th.
You can drive to upstate New York?
Fuck yeah, on a Friday, got to drive back on a
What?
Sunday. Gonna do some water skiing, boating on a lake, et cetera,
Why
et
not fly?
cetera. There's no fucking way. It's not worth it for 2 days.
Man, the cost? Man, I
Yeah,
feel
it's
so
not
bad
worth
that. Oh my God.
it. I'll put the money towards my plasma, buddy.
I guess. Fuck. You can drive to upstate New York and you're not gonna take any time off of work and just.
It is up. It put it this way, it's 40 minutes outside of fucking Connecticut.
Oh my God.
It's
No.
far
I
as
know we're
fuck. I gotta go through Canada, but
on to Albany in January.
it's further than
Oh, it is? Oh my
Albany,
God.
whatever.
It's further
Fuck
north.
yeah. It's near Connecticut.
What? No, what? Connecticut.
The nearest airport is in Albany and the place is an hour and a half from Albany.
Connecticut's really close to like Manhattan, so that's not. But Albany.
Oh, I understand that, but Albany is like wherever it's
Yeah.
at. I don't have a map in front of me, But wherever it's at, Albany's like the, if you land at the airport in Albany, it's an hour and a half drive to the place because it's on a lake in the middle of the fucking woods. It's like upstate New York.
Oh my God, I can't. And your girl's like, she wants to do this.
It's family reunion.
Doesn't make a difference to me.
Family reunion. Hey, it's gonna be cool though because it'll be fun, dude. Did I tell you the
Fucking
circumstances
drive.
about the place? Did I
Who
tell you
cares
about the
what the place
place?
you're gonna drive?
No, it's pretty
Oh my
cool.
God.
Fucking water skiing, bonfire.
Oh my God.
I'm dead serious.
You're gonna spend more time in the car than you are there.
Yes.
Oh my God. Fucking, oh man.
Oh.
Man, there's no way. Unbelievable.
Yes, and
What?
Ragu and
I
Prego.
don't know. See, you always. I
You should
did.
have
You
got
always
that.
elude. That's not good. Man,
Yeah.
I can't believe you
When
didn't
you want to set
drive.
the Ragu, you
Yes,
didn't
I
get it.
do. I'm
Okay,
changing.
whatever.
Wow. Yeah,
Switching
pretty much. That's
lanes.
why. That's pretty much the reason I don't tell you any secrets.
Dude, don't give me this shit. I'm on purpose saying
That's
it.
okay though.
By the next show, it'll be out,
There
so it
you
doesn't matter. But
go. I
anyways,
can't.
yeah, it's gonna be a fucked up drive, but we gotta move on. Okay, listeners, 40OunceReview.com or email us at 40OunceReview@gmail.com, and you can hit us up on our MySpace page. Did I say hit us
The
up?
drive.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Okay. All right. So show is almost done. I'm only halfway through this.
The first fucking to deuce? Oh, you pussy. You can't be done with the first. You got to be done with the first
Just finish
deuce.
the first deuce.
Okay. Do you really have two deuces? No
God.
bullshit. Or are you drinking like fucking like Corona?
You know me.
There's integrity behind this show,
You
my
know me,
friend.
and you can tell I'm very drunk.
Yes, I can
Yes,
tell you're very
so.
drunk. Your attitude has changed
Yes.
immensely.
Show's getting a lot better.
The show is getting better.
Hey,
You
Drake.
questioning my
Oh
drives?
my God, that driver. You're fucking nuts.
I'm driving to Fort Lauderdale
Shut
next year,
up.
bitch.
Why?
I don't know. I like driving.
Can
I'm
you imagine?
serious.
I know that when I was younger, meaning when I was like 8, my parents drove to Fort Lauderdale.
God, when you're younger, meaning when, like when I was eight. That's
Oh
fucking
my
way
God, that was like
back.
a. They drove straight in this 24 hours.
To
Yep, Fort
Florida?
Lauderdale.
Yeah, I've been
And
there.
when I was
Florida,
in
I've been.
college, I drove to New Orleans, and that was like 22 hours straight.
God damn, really? I thought that would be further.
No, nope.
I didn't know you went
Final
there
Four, baby.
to New Orleans.
Chris
You
with the
drove?
timeout.
Really? Is that a freshman year?
Sophomore,
Yeah?
sophomore.
That's your freshman year?
Yeah.
Really? What, 93? No, 90.
Two. No, shit, it was 93. You could be right.
That's your freshman year, bud.
You could be right. I don't know. Fuck, I forget.
Anyways,
Yep,
yeah.
that's a long fucking drive.
Oh, I've been. I drove to Florida. I drove to
Did I?
Daytona from Michigan, and it's like that was like 23 hours or something. That's fucked up when you leave because you want to leave before the sun rises, right? You fucking leave like at 4 a.m. Everybody's like, yeah, fucking sweet. You know, you're going to party at spring break. You drive. It's dark, right? The sun
Yes.
rises. You're driving. The sun fucking
Yes.
sets. You're driving. The sun rises again. You're still driving. Holy
Yes.
shit. Oh,
Especially if
brutal.
you're going with a big crew or even more than two people, everybody's getting mad and you go through every emotion and ugh.
I had four people in the
See?
car. Oh,
See? Yep.
brutal.
You know how it is.
Yeah, no, I know, but you
Just
know,
like when
that's.
you and I, like four of the people, drove to Chicago. God, you were
Oh.
mad. You were so fucking mad.
Well, shit, I was mad. I was the only sober
God, you were
motherfucker. And I had to drive the whole fucking way because nobody. We were all supposed to split. So much for that
God, you were
bullshit.
mad.
Yeah. And you forgot the little prank I pulled on everybody.
I forgot what it was. What was it?
Remember, I drove off that fucking dirt road,
Oh,
way the
yeah,
fuck
sort
out
of,
from EFE, told us we were lost as shit, and everybody panicked, started getting
yeah,
out of
whatever.
there.
Whatever makes you happy on that one.
Oh yeah, now you make it sound like it's shitty. It was a good
Okay.
prank. We had a few guys freaking out
You
about
drove
it.
all the way, so that's a good thing.
Oh,
I remember that because I drove in the morning.
I was pissed. I dropped you off and said, fuck it, I'm taking the
I
car
remember
home. Normally, I wasn't that like
that.
inconsiderate. I
It was
said, I
my
don't give a
car.
shit. I don't care if it's not my car. It's going to my fucking place. You can, you, and it wasn't even
Well, my
your car.
dad's.
Well,
Yeah,
yeah, but you know what I
but
mean.
I remember that.
You're responsible
Yeah.
for it, and I'm like,
I remember that.
fuck
You were
it,
so
get it
mad because I
tomorrow.
remember Rick and them. You're like, all right, fuck. I'm like, we went to my place. You dropped us off. You're so mad. You're like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to take it back to my place. Fuck it. I was like, oh, should I ask for the car? Rick's like, oh, fuck it. Just let him go. He's pissed. You were pissed. I was like, all right, well, I'll give him like the weekend to cool off, and I'll call him like in a few days.
The funny thing is what I remember going home going, because one of
Pissed.
my roommates went out with us on the
Yeah.
trip. Yeah, Mike. And he was like, I even said to him, I pulled in the driveway, I go, was I a total dick? He's like, yeah. He goes, but you had a right to be a
That's
dick. And I'm
okay.
like, I get, you know,
It's
and I,
cool.
it was the first time in my life I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I did have a right to be a dick. I was like, fuck those guys. This car's staying here. Let them deal.
Fuck it.
I think I said something like, let those fucking guys walk all the way
Oh, I'm
over here to
sure you
get it.
did.
Like,
But
fuck
you were so mad.
it.
Oh my God, you're mad.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, it started off good. And you're right. I have video of that still. Or
Yep.
you have video, I mean,
Yeah,
of
because
that.
I drove down to Chicago, and everyone was drinking in the back, and I was driving sober. So I was like, I was looking forward to drinking and stopping, going to the football game and all that, but.
Man, we all did. Okay, I drank and I was drunk as shit. We were stupid. We drove on the way down there. It was great. And then it was raining, and it was fucking amazing that we were all drunk. It was great. And then it was fucking raining. And then it was like some people got super ass cheap. Remember, we were hungry as
Burger
hell?
King, we went to.
Yeah, and nobody bought anything. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we all stopped at Burger King and no, we were like, oh, we're all going in there. Then guys are like, oh, I only got $1.50 on me or $1, and it was like this and
Oh,
that, blah,
shit.
blah, blah. We all
That was
fucking
probably me.
left. Nobody bought a fucking thing. No, it wasn't you. It was several guys. And I mean, and then I was just like, what are we gonna get out? I'm gonna eat in front of everybody like a huge Whopper meal. I was like, fuck it. I wasn't gonna do that. So then we tried to cook those hot dogs and that didn't work. Well, the funny, that's when I wasn't pissed yet. I was having a great time. Who was mad then? Mike. Remember, Mike was mad because he was trying to cook, start the grill? He was trying to start the grill in the rain. He was the only fucking guy. And we ended up eating raw hot dogs and ketchup.
Nice.
Remember Nat drinking fucking ketchup out of the bottle? Dude,
You're
we had
broke as
nothing. We were
shit.
broke. Well, we
Hell
all were
yeah.
broke, but, we had gas
And
money
that's
and,
about it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that
that's
sucked. Well, we had money for liquor
back
and
in the college
gas.
days. Yeah, because I don't know, that's
No.
what it sounds like me going to Burger King. I mean, I never had any money in college. It's not like I do now. Because, like,
I know.
I don't know, my mom never gave me cash in college. Like, her thing was,
Yeah.
okay, here's the mobile gas card. Just keep it under control. Yes,
Oh, really?
so for like supplies, I'd always go to the mobile convenience store and get chips and all this other bullshit. But I never had any
Yeah,
cash.
exactly.
Good times.
One second here, I gotta move this bottle over. Hold on a second. Right. Oh man, I just noticed outside here there's a bunch of people. Fireworks are going off in the neighborhood like crazy.
Nice.
I had a neighbor approach me today and say, "Hey, you lighting off fireworks this year?" And I'm thinking, "Oh shit, he's gonna be pissed about all the drunks again." But because every year we used to have a, this is the first year in like 6 years we haven't had a 4th of July
All right.
party. Yeah. We have a 4th of July party usually. It was always for whoever was in town because the wife and I never traveled anywhere. No, and everybody in Michigan goes up north. So it was like we didn't do that and we fucking stayed here and we just said, hey, we'll barbecue. And then it turned into like two people coming over 1 year. Then it was like four. And last year we had 19 fucking
Nice.
people over
Good
here.
job.
God damn. It was a bitch, but yeah, that's where we had on the website, 40-ounce review. We have a guy jumping over fireworks last year, drunk as shit.
Oh, that's right. I
So,
remember that.
you know, and the neighbors were all watching me, and it's just like, fuck. But no, they were asking me if I was blowing off fireworks because they thought we were funny. And I'm like, all right.
Nice. So are you?
But no, not this year. No, this year we're taking a break from the 4th of July party for the first time in like 6 years,
Bet
so. But oh my God, there's some incredible fireworks. I don't know if you can hear them over the mic. You hear them?
No.
I mean, it's like people must spend a fucking grand,
Going to
literally.
Ohio and buying them.
Oh yeah, I did that last year. I go there, I'm like, oh honey, we're gonna go there with $100 and we're gonna get some sweet shit.
Hundred
We go down there,
bucks.
$100 bought me fucking like three things, and I'm like, oh my God, I got some fucking sparklers and some fucking
Funny.
firecrackers. What a joke. And then I ended up charging it all. I ended up charging like fucking $400 worth of bullshit that sucked. We're having a party, you know? I'm supposed to supply like fireworks for everybody. So that got a little out of control. I'm supplying food,
Don't blame you.
fireworks, and I'm like, yeah, that's not happening this year. It was supposed to be just like a few friends over with a barbecue and hot dogs on
If
the
you're the party
grill.
coordinator, I mean, you can easily drop a grand.
Oh,
I
fucking
know it sucks.
seriously.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, things can get out of hand like that. Or you can be simple and you can just say, hey, everybody, it's BYOB. It's a barbecue and it's fucking, you
Well,
know. But
BYOB, that's kind of
you
cheap.
do some of that. Well, it is, but it isn't. I mean, it just depends how many people you have, because then when they start inviting friends, you can't do that. You know, I always used to have a keg. I get a keg, and that's fine. You know, liquor's one thing. That's whatever. But you know, this isn't a fancy party. It's a barbecue. It's 4th of
I
July.
know.
But
I've seen
you're
your house,
right.
and it's definitely not
But then the
fancy.
fucking yeah. But the fireworks alone, you know, that fucking shit is just like, whoa. That's
It's like,
killer. And food, you
it's like
know.
because if you go to Ohio, you buy something that flies in the air and explodes, there's $20. So if you do in your backyard, I mean, that's like 2 seconds of a good time. It's like, fuck, there goes $20.
Honestly, there are some people around here that I say that to, and I'm like, oh my God, this shit's flying in the air. Are you there? Okay, I thought I heard something else there, but excuse me. But anyways, where are we at? We're at like the hour mark right now in the
God.
podcast. We're near the end. You haven't eaten yet, and shit, I have at least a quarter of the fucking 40
Shit,
left
so do
here.
I. I'm not even done.
Are you on the second deuce?
Yes, I am. I'm not done with it, though.
Oh, hell no. Oh, God. This fucking bad frog is kicking my ass.
Right, so it's your call. So do we keep going and push this to the next episode, or call it quits?
Push it to the next episode. No, we got a fucking pound. We have at least like
Oh,
we have 5 minutes
fuck.
to pound.
Let me tell you something.
We're not on an hour limit, but we'd like to keep the show about an hour. So if it runs over a little bit, that's fine.
You're
And
the
you
one who's
gotta
always
eat.
been bitching
Do
about
you have
that.
food there waiting for you? No. I'm trying to. Hey, it's called bandwidth. We don't have sponsors right now to pay for bandwidth, so we have a limited amount of time to
But
put and space to put on the
career
web.
activation will be back.
Oh, really?
Has to be, baby.
Okay, there you go. Has to be. I thought there was an update
No, not
there.
yet.
I was excited.
Site's down now,
Whew.
but it will be up. Someone told me.
Yeah. So you've been told, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we have no sponsors at the moment, do we?
No.
You know, on the website, if you notice, we want to encourage all of the listeners to please support our sponsors, the people that have placed ads on our website. We do have sponsored ads on our website, and those ads do help us continue to drink and put the podcast up, pay for bandwidth. So if you go to our website, at the top there are a list of ads. They're really non-intrusive. We wanted to make it that way, but you'll see things like Mickey's fucking beer. You'll be supporting people advertising. Old English is advertising on our website, and a place called Beer
Beer
School.
School, nice.
Yeah, but you will, but listeners out there, you will see that at the top of the site, and those are sponsors that do support us and pay us for having their ads on our site. So please click on our sponsors and support them because it does help the show. Boy, that sounded really sober,
That
and
was very good.
that was my PSA. That was my
And of
PSA,
course,
man.
excuse me. Of course, the more you pay us, we'll start talking about your product and bring you up more. Excellent.
Absolutely. And if you noticed, the quality of the show has improved. We have better mics, like I
We
mentioned in the
do.
last
It's
show.
very nice.
We have, we have better mics. We have Jason getting fucked up on
Jesus
8.1%.
Christ, I'm so fucked up. I barely speak.
Dropping Jesus's name in vain.
Oh, look at you.
I'm not kidding. I've worked at the one place too long. You know what I mean.
God damn, you have.
Son of a bitch, it's red rubbing off.
Jesus, little bitch. Shit. The place I work is a complete sin.
Jesus, I wish I was mine. I try to crack a joke and I really, I mean, it's depressing.
Nice.
And you know what I need to do? You know what I need to do? Just between, I would put it on the site, but for liability reasons, I'm not going to do that. But for you and I, friend, I'm going to take some video or audio footage. And I'm gonna like show you a little glimpse of my life and what I experience daily. And I think you'll like it. You'll appreciate
Seen
it.
it.
Have you?
Yeah, you took me to your office.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you took
Yeah.
a tour, so fuck it.
No, but please, if you want to do it again, it's
No, I don't really have the time to do that shit. I was just trying to
Oh
entertain
my
you.
God. Okay, here we go. Pause. All right, there you go for editing. So, would you tell me there's a coworker that would sleep in her office?
Oh, what are you giving me that you were giving me the heads up to
Yeah.
pause? Oh
There you go.
shit, man. Don't bring that stuff up again. Hear me. I'm writing it down now. I'm like, what's he saying pause for? No. There's no editing on this show. This show is live. We should have a
Is
live and
crazy.
we should have a live call segment,
Because
shouldn't we?
I've revealed so much shit. So what would you, some coworker who sleeps in her office?
No, I've done all that stuff. You know, I've talked about that the first few episodes. We're
The
not
best story you
rehashing
ever
that.
told me was that you saw some chick. She walked by you like, "Hey, how you doing?" Or with like food in her hand. She walked in the ladies' restroom.
Oh
I
yeah. Didn't I mention on the
don't know.
podcast though?
You could have, but
I don't know. There was some woman. It's just like people are so socially inept,
she
man.
went
It's you look at
to the
them.
bathroom with food.
No, I watched somebody go to the kitchen. There we have a kitchen area, you know, microwave there, whatever. Leftover
So
lasagna is what I think it was, or
it's just like
spaghetti.
the office, but yeah.
Well, that's real life, my friend. But and it wasn't me that day warming up my lasagna. It
God,
was
this sounds
somebody
depressing, but
else.
yeah.
It fucking is, man. And you know, the coming back to their fucking past my cubicle, but instead of going, I just happen to be walking in the bathroom, and they end up taking like a left-hand turn into the ladies' restroom with their food in hand. What the fuck? And then come out walking past my cubicle, eating it with a fork. You
So
know, kind of gross.
it's so fucking it. So she had to walk into a stall with the fork and the food.
Oh yeah.
Could that be
Yeah.
more nasty, please?
Oh, I know. That's not even like, I mean, that's fucking nasty. But whatever.
Whatever, my
So,
ass.
I
It's
try to stay
horrible.
away. I try to stay away. I try to not
That's horrible.
communicate. I try to not look that person in the eye.
So, speaking of offices, have you had your office summer party yet?
No, usually it's in
It's
June,
pretty
but
easy. I always regret.
this year's gonna be No, this year will be cool though. We're going to a ball
God.
game, and I like to go to baseball games. So, the company does that. They did it like 3 years ago. We're going to a baseball game. It's in oh shit, it's in August? No, it's in September because they didn't realize that the ball club was that good that last year, the Tigers. I don't know why. I don't know if they're living in a cave, but they couldn't get tickets when they book them that late for a big group of like 90 people. So, but yeah, we're doing it in September. We're going to a ball game, and that'll be cool, but you know, they get a fucking bus and want you to ride with them and
Is
shit.
there
And you
drinking
know
on the
what?
bus?
The wife and I? Fuck no.
That.
It's like
Yeah, that's not gonna
kumbaya.
happen.
So we say fuck the bus and we get our ticket and we go to the ballpark and I make an appearance and be like, hey, you know,
Shake
and you get a
hands,
free
all that.
hot dog
Yep.
and a pop, and I take advantage of my free hot dog and my pop, and I fucking yeah, and then I sit there for an inning and go, oh yeah, well, we're gonna walk around, and then we just go to standing room only and walk around the ballpark and say
Yep.
fuck 'em. So yep, we did it before, so I'm looking in. I basically have to put a good inning and a half worth of time in.
That's not
Once
bad.
that's in, done. Yeah. So, you know, they're like, wow, you're not taking the bus and fucking taking the bus back. No, I'm driving myself. I'll see you at the ballpark. And 90% of the people do
Fuck
that,
the
so.
bus. There's no liquor on the bus.
No. You know what? You know, I told you before, at the place I work at, there's a few cool people. I gotta say, I don't know, out of the whole 65 people that work there, there's probably a good 4 to 5 people that really are just like normal. You know? No, honestly, and I know who they are, and it's easy to pick them out, but then I needed confirmation after 5 years of work. I
5 years
needed
you've been there.
confirmation, you know,
Oh,
com
yeah.
five and a
Wow.
half. Five and a half. This month.
Wow.
So, you know, after all that time, you finally figure out, like, oh, this person, you know, they got a. They like to drink, or you know, not that they like to drink, but they wouldn't look down on you. It's Christmas party, and they're the ones getting fucked up with the lampshade on their head, you know. So you those type of people just congregate together.
Are you there with them?
And I,
No.
yeah, on Christmas I am. I make an effort because there's liquor available. That's the only time. But open bar on Christmas, but that's about it.
Nice.
So, I don't know. Not bad people, but some of them just, you know, whatever. I can always pick the people out.
Nice.
I just don't know where I'm going with that. Now
I
we're
know
babbling.
you're doing good now. All of a sudden, you're starting to sort of trailed off.
Do you ever listen to the. Now let's switch the subject. Here we go to all the 40-ounce listeners. Between the ho two hosts here. Do you ever listen to the fucking show, like when you're sober, and just go, how fucking bad is this?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I've listened to two shows. But the thing is, like,
Oh,
yeah.
sober?
The thing is, I hate the sound of my voice. Just like everybody else.
Oh, no. See, no, yeah, I was gonna say, because you sound perfect. I'm the one who sounds
Oh,
like a
no,
fucking
same here.
tool.
It's like, as soon as I hear my voice, I'm like, ah, fuck. So I just turn it off then.
I listen to these shows and they just go fucking nowhere. And then every time I see somebody downloading them, I'm like, oh my God, there's somebody fucking downloading them. I almost think we should change the format up and like listen to hip hop and fucking drink 40s while we're doing it. We're talking about
What audience is
bullshit.
drunk babble?
It is, but that's what the whole concept of the show was, because I'd never heard a podcast out there where people were like you and I catching up, you know, and drinking. That's what we used to do, right? That's what we would do if we were sitting together right now. We'd just sit back, drink, talk
See,
shit.
and the best thing is, like, in the beginning, we're both so sober, and right now, we're both so fucked up. So, if you're listening to this online or something, you listen to the first few minutes, okay, this sucks, it's boring. You fast forward like an hour, it's like, oh my God. Man, LJ, they could barely speak. What happened?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, and we're supposed to be getting these fucking liquor companies. I wish one of them out there would listen to this fucking thing. Again, we got
One
some
is.
minor sponsorship.
Get you alluded to.
Ooh, look at
That's last year.
you. Yeah, too many secrets. No secrets there. Yeah, we need to get like some of these malt liquor companies to listen to
Malts.
us. Come on, we're reviewing your product. We're giving it, you know, an A plus, B plus, whatever. We're the average drinkers. We're fucked up. We like cheap malt liquor, and that's what it's
Shit.
about.
I grab for
Whew.
it.
I'm fucked up. Yeah, how far you gotta go? 'Cause here I am. This is killing me. We're an hour into it, and I got about two more swigs, and I'm at the head then.
Mine's like, four. Yeah, fuck it, I'm done. Well, no,
You're
I'm
done.
not, but. Oh, fuck. Doing the math here.
Was that a bag or
Not
what
too
was
worried
that
about
you
the
had?
32.
Okay. Is your food arrived?
Yes.
It's just waiting, getting cold.
Doing the math. Of course, if
Oh,
you're drunk, it takes a while. All right, I've already downed 42 ounces.
so you got two left?
I just have.
I am impressed. I gotta say, I'm impressed. You know,
I
for
drank
listeners out
22.
there, we've said that. Well, we want to, you know, Florida has
32.
this 32-ounce limit, which I found out when I was there too. Look, the 40s look a little bit skinnier. Oh, that's right. They're 32s. But you know what?
Wow.
We have some
So, no,
integrity here
so,
at 40
so in other words,
ouncer.com. That's
so,
one
so in
thing
other
we
words,
have.
you're blowing my cover.
What? That you have
Pretty much.
32s usually? No, but you already told me you made up with those
Yeah.
32s. You had either two. You've mentioned that
Right.
in other
So,
shows.
anyways, so if you're completely blowing my cover, I bought a 4-pack of High Gravity Hurricane. Each can was 16 ounces.
Ooh.
So, I drank three. That's
God damn.
32. Oh shit, I'm good. That's 48.
You already
Yes.
drank three.
All
Shit.
right. I have
Props
one
to you,
more,
man.
and shit, I'm mumbling, I'm bubbling.
I've got to say that that is purely amazing. Good job.
It's just not
I
good.
am really proud of you.
Shit's not good. Great.
So, you're going to get me Tony Parker CD?
I sent you.
The whole fucking thing?
No, one song for an out.
Just the
One
song?
song for an outro.
Oh, is that what you wanted as the
There you
outro?
go. Wasn't that our last episode that we'll end it with an NBA person every week?
No, we were last episode ended up with Method Man and Red Man. That was the last St. Ives song that we had that was new.
But we played Chris's song, didn't we? Or no?
We played that in the middle of an
There you
episode
go.
once.
Okay. So every episode, an NBA player.
Okay, now our fucking connection's gonna get screwed up because I have to download this. You still there?
I'm still here.
All right, because little
48 ounce.
bandwidth issues.
Kind of feel nice tomorrow morning. Fuck.
Sunday, my friend. Sunday. Sunday,
Play the
Sunday,
outro. Let's
Sunday.
wrap this shit up.
Well, wait. We can't yet. We have to review the fucking thing. The
Fuck.
outro's downloading,
All right.
right? I just got it. All right, we need to talk about we need to first off, we need to talk about let's not even review your I want to know what you think about the hurricane. No, this isn't even hurricane. Hurricane HG. What do you think?
Taste is bad. Taste is really bad. It is strong. As you can tell, I'm fucked
I mean,
up. Sitting to four bags. Huh.
your voice is breaking up and
I'm
everything.
funny. This shit's strong. I gotta go 2.5. We'll go with three. Three because it's very, very ghetto, yet it gets you very fucked up.
The funny thing is I don't really think that our mics are fucked up. Just think that you're
Oh, I am.
babbling and you're
Oh, I am.
fucked
Shit.
up.
I mean, it's 8.1. Yours is like 6.
I'm at six on bad pro.
Had 40 ounces of this 8.1 bullshit.
Oh God, are you sure we shouldn't play this track? This is the track?
Tony Parker, baby.
No, listen, should we play this one?
Your last
Alcoholics,
call.
baby.
Last call.
This
Last
is the
call for
best CD.
alcohol at two.
Every
Yeah.
track is so good.
That is a great CD.
If anybody's still listening,
That is a great
Alcoholics,
CD.
first CD. God, that CD's good. The
Yeah, not,
Licks.
let's make it clear. Not the licks. Yes,
Well, the
there you go.
Licks the same crew. They just changed their name. Oh, Alcoholics.
Yeah, but let's make it. You know, some of the newer people might newer generation might know them as the licks. This is the Alcoholics' first album. Do we have the title of that shit?
Sorry.
Damn, I think I
It's
got it
called
right here. Let
Alcoholics,
me
isn't
see.
it?
What is it?
No, 21 and over. Oh, it's a good
Yeah,
one.
that's what it was. 21 and over.
I don't drink and drive
That's a
because I
great
waste all
album.
my drink.
That's almost like LL Cool J back in the day. They say don't drink and drive. I say, what is
Your
this? Pass the
business.
Heineken and
Nice.
mind your business. I bet your Matt is loving that.
Hilarious. All alcoholics. Sometimes.
All right. Well, here's where we go. How many bags did you give? God, high gravity. I give you props. It's 10:30 at night. It's fucking
Nope.
11.
I
You
still
haven't
gotta go out
eaten?
tonight.
You're going out? I thought you were done going out.
Hey, don't you worry about that.
Oh,
There you
that's
go.
story for next show. All right, so you give it how many
What the fuck did
bags?
I say before? God damn, this shit's strong. Three.
I want to hear it because we'll play
Three.
it back. How many
Three.
bags? Okay, hold on, I'm
Three.
killing the head here.
One, because it's very strong. It gets you fucked up. So the problem with it, you get no street cred in a hurricane. You can just tell you there's some ghetto person that's trying to get fucked. So.
So you got three for the Hurricane
Tastes
HJ.
horrible.
And how many paper bags am I giving the Bad Frog? I'm giving it a 1.5. And I seriously don't know if this is still a local brew or not, or if it's being made, but we haven't seen it in a while. 1.5 bags for the Bad Frog. You want to know why? It's complete shit. 6% alcohol. It probably tastes, I mean, the camo or your fucking Hurricane HG probably has a better taste than this. This tastes complete ass or it's skunk. One or the other. I give it a 1.5 just because I got drunk off of it. Otherwise, it's a 1. And there's got to be something in it that got me fucked up. So 1.5 for the Bad Frog and fucking 3.3 bags of fucking malt liquor goodness for
Goodness.
the Hurricane HG
Nice.
from Jason. That's right.
Please.
So are we wrapping this fucker up? Okay, so for Jason and Al, this is 40OunceReview.com, show
On your
number
anniversary.
nine, and that's right, 1 year anniversary show. All right, what's up, listeners? And see you on the next show. See ya.
Said bye,
What's
bitch.
that? It's
Fuck
see
you,
ya.
whatever. Shit.
All right.
Can it be? What?
Je m'installe, le rappeur dans les charges, ça va faire mal. Engagé, j'ai la vibe, le pur style. Le public me réclame et j'assume, gars. Je m'applique, DJ, balance la chose comme d'hab. Rimé pour la gloire, je le fais comme d'hab.
Laisse glisser,
quand tu sais open bar. Enfile les verres avant 2 heures d'arrêt. La boule a passé, elle brille. Comme les yeux de cette girl qui me fout. Baby, tu peux m'escorter pour cette nuit.
Baby,
j'ai déjà ma femme pour la vie. Ok, t'as du mal à me suivre, mais qui m'aime me suit. Musical thérapie,
ton épuis.
Du Texas à Paris, voulez-vous coucher avec
où je vous en prie.
Vas-y, balance-toi de gauche à droite, c'est le style qui fait mal.
Balance, balance, balance-toi. Balance, 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 balance-toi. Balance, 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 balance-toi. Oh baby go.
Check mon hip-hop, toujours au top. Mon flow ricoche, rap et mon job. Stop, jump et jump et jump up. Tony P, All-Star, NBA. Oh baby, arrête un peu tes bornes. Baby, arrête un peu de me mater. Lady, t'es charmante et tu le sais. Mais sache que seule l'ambiance a de l'effet.
Quoi?
Nouveau Snoop Dogg dans les gens sales.
Quoi?
Tu veux danser, non c'est pas la peine. Moi,
what?
Je reste bien assis dans le sofa. Fais la vibe en levant les bras, ramène les girls dans le VIP. Voulez-vous coucher avec?
Oh, je vous en prie.
Vas-y, balance-toi de gauche à droite, j'ai le style qui te fait mal. Vas-y, balance-toi de gauche à droite, Tony Pio qui sale.
Balance, 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 balance-toi. Balance, 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 balance-toi. Balance, 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 balance-toi. Oh, baby, go.
Prêt à faire bouger tes épaules. J'ai ce petit truc d'esthèse.
Oh.
balance-toi. Balance, 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 balance-toi. Balance, 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 balance-toi. Oh baby go.
Tony!